Friday, February 15th, 2013. You're listening to the Bob Tuscan Show. What's been going on, folks? How are you? How's everything going? Well, the baby is waking up earlier and earlier here in the Bob Tuscan household. You know, sometimes I like to just sit back and talk about what's local for me, what's going on with me personally, in a sense, not the boring details. You know those people, the ones that go on Facebook and they write what they had for lunch, they go to the bathroom, they make a status update. If I think about George Orwell's 1984, one of the first books I read way back when, and I think about how in that very telling novel, the big brother Gestapo could read your mind and they could know exactly what it was that you had on your mind. In a sense, I see the CIA database known as Facebook as facilitating the NSA and certain Big Brother type agencies to know exactly what's going on. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't use it to get out good information, which I sometimes debate myself about. I don't know, perhaps you have a take on that and you want to share it with me, you can always email me, Bob Tuscan, T-U-S-K-I-N, at theintelhub.com. Let's see here. What else? I live in North Central Florida, in case you don't know. And, well, it got cold again. It's going to have we're going to have a freeze tonight. And I got to go out and cover some of the veggies in the garden. My cauliflower is turning purple. That's right. My cauliflower is turning purple. It's not the purple haze, folks. It's the cauliflower. And my wife is convinced that it's some sort of mold, some sort of bacteria. Now, I think that that's just what cauliflower does when it gets real cold out. Perhaps you have more experience with growing cauliflower and you have some input for me. I'm interested to hear what some more experienced gardeners have to say. You know, gardening really is something that you have to live to learn. And gardening is something that I think some people have the wrong idea about. If you think that you can just wake up one day and you know what, hit the fan, and well, you're going to be able to go out there, till the soil, and grow a healthy garden with an abundance of food for you and your family, you got another thing coming. It's not that easy. I've been gardening for several years now, and I still learn every single season about something new. So that's my gardening rant there for the evening. You know, I don't get to talk about these topics enough. I don't get to talk about the things that really get overshadowed by all the various darkness in our world today, for lack of a better term. Or maybe that is an appropriate term, because it sure as hell is a dark world that we're just trying to shine the light on, folks. And our guest tonight, Liam Sheff, does that. He's an investigative journalist and researcher, if I can speak correctly here. And, well, he's written several books. He's going to announce the release of a new book series that he's been working on. Liam believes in the proactive, open, and transparent examination of the sciences. And tonight, Liam Sheff will be exposing the scientific establishment and mainstream scientism, which, for all purposes, is a religion. It is brainwash. It is mind control. And Liam takes his razor-like approach and cuts right through it. Liam Sheff on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
JFK, 9/11, the HIV fraud, vaccine, the Big Bang Theory, Darwinism, and so much more, all covered by our good friend, investigative journalist, Liam Sheff. Liam, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. It's been far too long.
Fear the flies. Lasagna. I'm on the Bob Tuscan website.
Horse
meat scandal. Germany pulls lasagna off shelves.
Can you tell us that story in the German accent?
BBC horse meat has been detected in frozen lasagna on sale in Germany, and supermarkets started removing the product from the shelves.
What do you think? I mean, is there a horse meat conspiracy? Because we heard a couple months ago that the Burger King Whopper has horse meat in it. You know, I think that story is kind of a non-story in the sense that why would you eat that poison in the first
place? It's a non-story. Anyway, I'm not an investigative journalist. I'm an investigative comedian. Listen,
okay.
Horse meat is eaten regularly in France. We eat cow meat. We chop about a million or something cows a year. It's thousands a week and thousands a day, and it could be up to a million or something a year. But the number's outrageous. We just chop them into pieces. We chop them brutally into pieces. And then if you told somebody that one dog fell into the, oh, my God, I can't eat this. But I guarantee, you know what they feed these cows? Have you read Beyond Beef, Fast Food Nation, any of these other kinds of things?
I don't know how to read.
Your producer is chiming in on Skype.
What's
worst
his telling
case scenario? Cats.
Oh, gosh. Cats or rats. The Did rest you know, of the world, they eat a lot
rats.
Of insects.
People eat all kinds of stuff. And nobody cares until it hits your kind of sensitivity button, which I find rather outrageous. If you're eating horse meat and you know it, frankly, I applaud you because you have courage.
You know, I don't eat horse meat, Liam, for one reason.
Yeah.
It's not kosher.
Oh, you.
Oh, gosh. All right, before we get into any more trouble.
Who's your rabbi, by the way?
My rabbi is Norm Finkelstein. Ever hear of him? and he also did my circumcision. He was the one responsible for mutilating me.
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago, yes.
Yeah, you were late.
I'm still recovering from the trauma.
I bet.
Anyways, why don't you just continue? I need go ahead.
Mine is Shlomi Shloman. Whenever I have a problem, I go, "Hey, Rabbi, do you know the convention in the CIA of calling your bureau chief or the guy in your little depot Rabbi? Do you know that one?"
What?
That if you're in CIA, I'm serious. It's a well-known trope. If you're in CIA and let's say you're on assignment, the guy in charge of your little kit, you call him your rabbi.
Is that because he's really a Mossad agent or?
No. I don't know that you don't call him your priest, right? And I think it's very interesting because you don't go to a rabbi to confess. You go to a rabbi to like, "Rabbi, is it bad that he did this?" "Bad schmad. What do I know? Listen, it says here, you could have done this, but Saul turned around and the wife was a pillar of salt. What does it mean?" You know, so you go to the rabbi to kind of argue and kvetch. So you can't call your guy in the CIA your priest because you go to confess, and CIA agents can't confess or they become like Philip Aggie, right? They have to get out of the agency. They run out.
Interesting.
Interesting.
The Bob, things I learned with Liam Sheff.
Bob's a comedian off air, but he's doing his Ted Baxter for a second. You won't be funny. You're so funny off air.
Funny looking. I have a face for radio, ladies and gentlemen, no, and a voice for print.
Yeah. You're so funny, though. I love when you do that stuff. You do Man on the Street like nobody. I was so delighted when you did 9/11 Man on the Street Building 7 at University of Florida, right?
Yeah, the Building 7 Challenge.
You're so great at it because you look like the funniest, you know what I mean?
Are you saying I look like a delusional homeless person?
No, Abby Hoffman.
I was thinking you were going to go there. Yeah, I get that Abby Hoffman comment quite a bit.
You look like Bogosian.
I'm a yippie.
Yeah, you look like Bogosian in his remember his – did you ever watch talk radio?
You know, it's been so long. I don't know that I even have watched it. No, I don't know.
It's very disturbing. And Eric Bogosian, who's like, you know, sort of king of all Jews, right? He just looks like, right, he's just totally Long Island Jew with like the big curly fro like one of our friends in the room has right now.
What room are you in right now?
Your room.
You're not in my room.
Yo, come on. We're in the same radio room and you're there with me metaphorically.
Okay. I was wondering what the hell you were talking about.
Oh.
Liam, can we talk about some topics, please? My listeners,
we're doing
they don't hear us BS.
Yes, they do. People love to hear you. People love to know you. They love to know the real Bob Tuscan, or if I should reveal your real name, Corey Feldman.
It's actually Ruben Labinowitz. But, you know, that just doesn't work for radio.
Anyway.
How about Michael Savage's real name? You know what his name is?
You know, let me get it's Wiener.
Yeah, Wiener Schnitzel.
No, his last name is Weiner.
I know, Michael Wiener. That doesn't work either. And then the punk, this Andy Dean guy, this new talk show host, his real name, Andy Dean Lipinski.
Oh.
You can't go on radio and be Andy Lipinski. I mean, that just doesn't work.
Now, I guess Howard Stern's lucky that his name was Howard Stern, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Slim Baugh's real name, you ready?
Yeah, go.
Ruben Reshinowitz.
Sorry, that's awesome. Okay, it's like high school.
Yeah, I mean, you can change your name when you're in showbiz to anything you like. I'm thinking about changing mine from Bob Tuscan to No, I'm not going to even attempt to make up a name. Let's talk about some Liam Sheff scientism.
No, wait. What about did you guys do the last 10 horrifying Second Amendment massacres like 8 times already?
What do you mean?
The Sandy Hook and the one before, and the Batman and
we've done it. I think the listeners are still somewhat interested in it. I mean, do you have any new angles to?
No, I wanted to get it from you. Somebody asked me about it, and you might understand what I mean when I say this. After you understand that there is a giant clandestine service operating in the world, and you're not surprised. Okay, you know when you're a kid and you love magic shows? Oh, look, he pulled a rabbit out. Oh, look, the bird just appeared. Oh, look, where did the coin go? You get a little older and you go, well, there's a hole in the floor. He had the rabbit in his hat. And he didn't really disappear. They just changed the angle of the camera. So once you know that people doing magic on stage is a sleight of hand and or an illusion, you're not really, at least I'm not. I'm not interested in magic shows anymore because it's kind of creepy and weird. And once you understand the clandestine services, once you understand that there's a CIA, there's a National Security Agency, there's an entire apparatus put into place after World War II, after the OSS, Office of Strategic Services, put in place by Truman as the CIA signed into a bill in 47. So this thing became sort of an all-boys Yale-y club. These dudes go all around the world, dudes and dudettes go all around the world, and I don't think they do what they want. They're operatives. You know, they do what they're told, and I think they get paid in drugs and girls or whatever they're into, unfortunately, and it makes it, you know, possible for them to do terrible, terrible, terrible things. So at that point, you know there's a magic trick. Like somebody says 9/11, oh, da, da, da. Or a friend of mine on Facebook today was arguing with me about JFK, and he's like, well, I think it was Castro. And I'm like, really? You think the guy on a 90, like on a however long the island is, 600 mile long island or whatever it is, sitting next to the United States with its 300 nuclear weapons is going to kill the president? You really think that's going to happen? So people don't want to admit that they still want to believe in a magic show. But once you know what the trick is, you're like, yeah, okay, I don't need to figure out exactly how they did the trick. You have to figure out where they want you to go with the trick, what they want you to believe, and where that belief is going to send you.
I feel the same way. Let's not get stuck in the little details. We get the general dialectic, and at the end of the day, official stories are just that. The stories from the officials that we know lie and try to cover up the real aspect to it. So do I have to know exactly what Lanza was and wasn't, and if these children really died or didn't die, or if everyone's an actor or not, to know that they're going to use this for all it's worth to propagandize us, to try to get us to follow a certain agenda? I think it's clear, regardless or irregardless, as I like to say, which is not a word, they're going to use these events to manipulate the masses. And that's the bottom line. So with that being said, we got to take a break, Liam. And when we come back, Liam Sheff will do more of his German accent. No, he will fascinate us with a look at some of his recent projects and so much more. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, Liam Sheff is joining us tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. Liam, we had Jonathan Emort on last night.
Dude is so funny. Sometimes without meaning to be smart and tough, I always want to say, Jonathan, what? He's such a straight shooter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Knowledgeable. I mean, he doesn't even stutter for a second. The guy speaks. He has a, what do they say, a silver tongue?
You'd have to ask his wife, but thank you. Thank you very much.
Do we have a rim shot tonight?
Waiting for that.
I need the...
I always want to say to Emort, Jonathan, how's the food in 1953? You know, because he's like, he's so America. He's so straight and smart.
I got him to laugh, I think, last night.
Huh?
I got him to laugh last night.
Now, he's got a sense of humor, but 1953 has a sense of humor. But
right.
Have you ever seen him? He wears a suit. His hair is so flat, I think I could fall asleep on.
All right, for those of our listeners that don't know who we're talking about, check out the show last night. We got into the corrupt agency known as the FDA. And
CIA.
The CIA. All these alphabet soup agencies are full of it. And we do a pretty good job of exposing that on a regular basis. Liam, there's a new series that you have released. Should we get into that now?
I started my comic.
It's awesome. And when we say comic, this isn't your Archie Bunker comic. Was that what the comics were? Archie Bunker?
But I know what you mean.
Archie.
No, it's just called Archie and some Veronica.
Okay, that's what Archie and Veronica, right? Yeah.
Something like that.
This isn't that kind of comic. This is a comic with information subliminally. Maybe that's not the right choice of words, because now we're going to get people saying,
"Oh, no, it's the right choice of words." No, it's definitely subversive fun. You know, it is.
Yeah, but it has a message, and it goes after some of the themes that we talk about, that being vaccines, namely, but others as well.
Okay, so the comic is the name came to me. I'll share the name in a second, but it's about the name. It's about the first group of vaccine-damaged superheroes. So I work in this realm, and I meet a lot of people, and I actually have many, many close friends now whose children have been damaged, bloody hell, by these bloody injections, these damned injections. And I've seen it, and I know it, and it's been made very apparent to me how it looks, how it walks, how it feels to have a child damaged by these bloody insane mercury, squalene, aluminum filled pieces of crap. And the mothers are held as sort of prisoners of the medical system with threats from the school and the neighborhood and everybody else if they don't do it. And sometimes they go and they do it and everybody is okay, more or less, or you have allergies, but sometimes the child is really damaged. And it's very, 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 very heartbreaking and very depressing. And I can't do I can't stop that from happening, but I can talk about it. So I decided what I wanted to do was combine a lot of my loves, which are art and drawing and fun drawings, pop art is what I call it, and, of course, superhero stories. I created a superhero series, four superheroes, and then their sort of group leader is a scientist who was essentially kicked out for believing that vaccines are dangerous. And they're called, and as soon as I hit the name, I knew it was a little strange, but it made me laugh, so I knew I had to keep it, the Geneticals.
The Geneticals.
So the
okay, not the genitals.
No.
Right?
Genetics.
Geneticals.
So the Geneticals.
Okay. Tell me more.
Well, they're just normal people. One's a contractor from New Jersey, and he has to get a shot because the state makes him because he wants to work on state buildings because he can get money for that. And he goes and gets the shot, but he already has an inability to excrete metals from his body, so he starts accumulating metals. Now, there's a girl, and she goes to get the pink ribbon shot, the cancer vaccine shot. What happens is she ends up in so much pain, as happens to these girls. Some have died, but some end up on the floor just writhing in pain for a long time. They develop all kinds of joint pain, muscular pain, skeletal pain, and her pain is so bad that she – now, it's a comic, so I'm not drawing this out to make anybody squirm in pain emotionally watching it. So you have to go the comic route, and her power that she develops is the pain is so bad the only way she can let it out and release it is to scream so loudly that she develops this super scream that breaks vaccine – containers wherever they are. It cracks open the syringes, and so that's her power. And the guy who collects metal ends up sort of being aluminum man, and he's coated in metal, and he uses his electrician skill to put some wires on himself and create a spark, and so he can shock vaccines into exploding. And then there's another science teacher who hated the deniers of science. He was all about — oh, I hear the break.
Yeah. All right, Liam, we'll tell you more about the Geneticals on the other side. It's the Bob Tuscan Show with Liam Sheff.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Call up and troll Liam Sheff, our guest tonight. 800-313-9443. That's the troll-free number. And Liam will take a few calls in just a little bit, but I know you have something hot on your mind. I want to let you get it off your chest, and I know you've been waiting all week long to tell our listeners about it, all month long, all year long. Your entire life, you've been waiting for this one tidbit of information to be released to our listeners. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Liam Sheff.
Dear God, what do you even say to that? Okay, I was born a woman. No, my book is...
I knew it!
Yeah, I look very feminine. except for the hairy chest and the... my book, Official Stories, is now... As of tonight, ce soir, esta evening, available for you to purchase on Kindle. It's immediate download. It costs less. It costs $9.99, not $13. It is available on Kindle. Go to my website, liamshefcott.com. Go to amazon.com and look up official stories and click Kindle. They should be linking the pages soon, but, you know, search the Kindle store. It is there. It is fun. It is great. I spent a while in the last month going through it and combing out some commas that I didn't want and fixing a couple things and fixing the headers that you have to do for HTML. Okay. Anyway, you don't want to know the back end, but
Liam,
it's nice.
Listen, our listeners have no idea what you're talking about. You sound like you're just trying to get them to buy a book. What's it about?
I want you to go to Amazon.com and find your mom's credit card.
No, I mean, you have to tell them what it's about. I hear a guy, let's say I was just tuning into
Official Stories is a book that I wrote after 10 years of investigative journalism, after 20 years of being in a family of doctors, after 40 years of being in a family of doctors and scientists, after 20 years of being really outside of all of that on my own, investigating everything from Chinese medicine brought me into one world, and then politics through the KPFK, KPFA, you know, beyond all that kind of stuff, and then coming back and reading all the right-wing stuff and seeing what everybody had to say and realizing all of them were crazy and didn't read their own stuff, then realizing that conspiracies were real. I spent 10 years as a journalist taking apart pharmaceutical institutions from the HIVology, the make-believe HIV test, then vaccines. Then I got in deeper into other sciences like, you know, astronomy, because there was no Big Bang. That's a religious concept really invented by a priest. Then you get into plate tectonics. You ask if that's true. Who invented that? How old is the idea? What do we really know in the sciences? And then back into American history. You end up in the early 20th century. It was Smedley Butler and how did we end up in the situation where we are? Or as John Rappaport, who really ravingly, stunningly, lovely, lovingly reviewed my book, said, Liam describes, you know, our current crisis. You know, how did we get here? And that's what the book's about. It's a funny book. It's genuinely easy to read. And let me say, you know, it's not highlights for children, but if you're bright and, you know, you can put two words together, it's going to tickle your mind, and I think you'll get a big kick out of it. I guarantee you'll know and learn things that you didn't know before. I mean, I guarantee that you'll hear things that you didn't know in a way that makes you feel happy to know them, and you'll want to share it, because that's what everybody's been telling me. Book's been out for 9 months. I've gotten so many lovely reviews, invitations to speak, so I'm very happy. I was very resistant to putting it on Kindle because something about, you know, not being a book. You know, once you write a book, you just sort of fall in love with the, like, it's paper, it's old, it's real. But I gave in because people in Australia were writing me, people in India and South America. You know, they're like, I'm reading about your book. I want to read your book. How do I read your book? So I gave in. Ba-dum-bum.
All right. Well, there you go. There's the pitch. Liam, the headline for tonight's show was Liam Sheff exposes the scientific establishment and mainstream scientism. What is scientism all about, Liam?
When you say it that way, yeah, you're doing your Ted Baxter. Liam, what is scientism all about? When we're off the air, he's like, dude, let me tell you something. Dude. Now he's being Ted Baxter. Okay,
do I
fine.
Say dude that often? I don't believe I do.
All right,
dude.
I say it sometimes. When scientism is the 20th century gave us a new set of religions. Number one, it gave us vaccination, which is a religion. It's a religious prospect. The religion is that you take a very small person and you pass them through what we used to have invitations into the life and invitations into adult sexual life and past childhood and then into old age. We used to have initiations. We used to have thresholds. We don't have any of these old tribal features in our society anymore, so we have a replacement religion. And the replacement religion is secular, rationalistic science, but that's the illusion. Because I'm not against logic, but let me tell you, if you apply logic to vaccination, vaccination falls apart. Vaccination replaced baptism. HIV testing replaced all of the old tribal, impediments to just having sex with whomever you wanted to. Not that people didn't or didn't want to, but there were all these tribal impediments. Whatever your tribe was, there was a rule. If you were the Jewish tribe, it was Leviticus. If you were a Christian, you believed in something that you read in the Old Testament, but you then ascribed it to Jesus for some reason. If you're a Muslim, you have your rule of lists. If you're Hindu, you have your rule of lists. in American secular society, we got rid of that. The birth control pill supposedly liberated us into a new kind of sexuality, but that was a false state of really pharmaceutical being. So we ended up in this no man's land without any real rules, and we recreated the rules. HIV testing then becomes like an 11th commandment. HIV tests have no standard. They come up positive for everything, and AIDS is any disease that poor people get or drug addicts get. That's about as complicated as it is. I mean, that's it. But we don't want to believe that. We want to believe in a new sex virus that was invented in 1981 or 3 or something like that. Nobody can really tell you how it works. So that's a kind of scientism. It's a religion. You believe in it. If you've never heard this before, you're saying he's crazy. HIV is real because you believe in it. If you did the research, you'd go, wow, what they're saying in the advertisements is different from what they say in their own papers, but you'd still want to believe it. That's scientism. It's a religion masquerading as science. Scientism is when somebody's putting a thing going around the Facebook internet realm, and it has Morgan Freeman playing God in one of those movies, and he's in his white suit. And it's funny because it says, scientists say that people will believe anything that begins with scientists say. That's scientism. You know, the Reformation, the turning about from the medieval church, the rejection of the medieval church, left Western society leaning towards what was called natural philosophy. And the natural philosophers were just that. They were, and Bob understands this perfectly well. He understands the trivium. He understands logic. There are limits to logic, and there are limits to a certainty that you can put together from looking at various pieces of evidence, or pizzas of evidence if you're Italian. What the natural philosophers did was they went out in the world and they said, well, we can say that it comes from an infinite source, but that's not explanatory enough. Let's look at the veins on the leaf. Let's look at the veins of a river. Let's look at the phylum and phloem of a tree, xylem and phloem, of a plant. Let's look at the way that nature works, and let's piece together a long sort of treatise on how it all works. Well, that's good and well. Now the scientism has stepped beyond that of natural philosophy, and it says, nothing has any meaning, nothing has any purpose. Nature doesn't really have a mind or a soul. We can essentially rip apart the whole planet Earth, and we can inject the corn with genes that we've taken out of animals and run through bacteria, and that's going to be good for us because there is no order, because nothing has any reason and nothing has any sense. That's the death. It's not just the death of any kind of spiritual connection to the world. It really is the death of what was natural philosophy, and it's the beginning of an irrational, very troubling kind of new eugenic science. And you see it all through the 20th century. We can kill millions of people in the name of science. You see it right now in what we're doing over in Iraq. We're killing hundreds of thousands of people in the name of something that was actually more or less a staged event, 9/11. I mean, it was.
Yeah. But Liam, I mean, these guys wear coats, white coats. They have to be credible. They have to know what they're talking about. I mean, they wouldn't be scientists. They wouldn't have those letters next to their names if they didn't know everything about health and about, science, religion. I mean, what am I missing here? These are authorities, Liam. Have you no respect for authority?
No.
All right, let's go to the phone lines before I continue to play devil's advocate here. Let's talk with Bill in Idaho. Bill, you're on the Bob Tuscan Show.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. As usual, excellent broadcast and intel, if not analysis. I just wanted to ask, in light of your excellent guest observations, and I had a follow-on quickly, but considering that OSS, or whatever OSS, that collapsed into the CIA, it should be observed that the Thomas Troy affair, ultimately during the Truman presidential era, was pretty astounding, considering either Katza or Cyanine, and that directly relates to the follow-on. was able to penetrate the OSS and ultimately became what we now have as CIA. The NKVD was the successful penetrant. X2, the Soviets, ultimately came in with Duncan Lee. Duncan Lee was Donovan's, alter ego in his law firm. Considering that that's the case, I was just ever curious your understanding and appreciation of who and what we're ultimately dealing with. You know, you mentioned all the other alphabets, but ultimately, considering John Canal's excellent work, well, I sure hope you fellows can help spread the word in regard to King Johnny on all your other broadcasts, because as wonderful as your numbers are and his, we apparently have reached a Teflon ceiling here at Republic. The ultimate effect being that we're going to continue to have penetrations and ops and hits.
All right, Bill, I'm not sure I follow, to be honest. I got bits and pieces of what you're trying to say here. Bottom line it for me, because I have a few other callers. Do you have a question or a bottom line?
What would be the prospect of mitigating the COXs or the cyanines effect at a local level and no more Sandy Hooks and obviously no more donors?
Well, I think that's a very good question, you know, and I'm all about solutions. Liam, how do you see us protecting ourselves from the various special interests, the cyanine, as he put it, that want to come after us, want to use false flag dialectics to attack us and attack our freedoms?
Das gibt es Pferdefleisch in der Lasagne. Pferdefleisch.
All right. Hey, Bill, thanks for the call, buddy.
I said there's horse meat and lasagna. Listen, this dude's very smart. And, you know, while he's talking, I'm typing. And Thomas Troy was head of CIA Director of Intelligence, and I got to find out when. So this guy reads all the books, and he reads them in triplicate, and he's very smart. When do you stop the infiltration by the powers that be into the small agencies? You never, ever, ever, ever do. In small Scottish kingdoms, there, you know, the king or the secret police of the king would try to infiltrate the local guilds. It didn't matter. They always want to watch. The point is you never really give them anything big to watch. You know, that's why I'm not a revolutionary. I don't really believe in it. You'll never get anywhere, you know, except killed. And you don't really want a violent revolution because you'll end up with the terror and Robespierre. So you never really shake it out. But the problem in our megalomaniacal industrial empire is that we don't even live where we live. You know, our food comes from bloody Guatemala and South America in the middle of winter. When we start growing our own food and life gets a little simpler, there'll be a need for less imperial technocratic control. But God knows when we'll get there. In the meantime, keep reading those books.
All right. And we'll go to another caller here. Werner, go ahead. You're on the Bob Tuscan Show.
I think the way science is developing, they are highly overrated.
Wait a second. Werner, please. You don't have to fake your German accent.
No, I'm not faking it. It is.
I know. Sorry. Go ahead. Make your point. I had to make that joke. Go ahead.
No, the way science, most of the science is more and more posing like they know it all. They are the ultimate authority. Now, if they really knew it all, for what do we still have to spend billions and billions of dollars for scientific research?
That's beautifully said.
Good question, yeah.
Oh, that's beautifully said. You know, you're right. If we've already this is the great, and Werner might like, if he hasn't read it, he might like to read the chapter 6 on the HIV thing, because the joke is that they always say HIV causes AIDS. Then if you read the mainstream, they all say HIV causes AIDS. We don't know how it causes AIDS. We're still working on it. It might stimulate the immune system. It might not affect anything. T cells might return to a normal function. It doesn't seem to affect T cells. Then at the end, these guys who've made, I think the number's somewhere in the billions, like $250 billion thus far,
years ago, I listened to some of the scientists when they were being interviewed. And you found so many times in their argument and in their explanation, we believe, we think, we believe there's a correlation here and there. And I said, they want to ridicule us because we believe in the Lord. But they seem to be even greater believers than we are.
And they're no different. And in many cases, they're even worse.
I thought science has to be based on facts and not on belief.
No, it's mostly belief. Verna, thank you for the call. Was that Dr. Peter Duesberg, Liam?
No, he's cool. I like him. I just want to say he's right. And at the end of their We Believe, they always put out their tin, and we have more questions. They always put out their tin cup and they say, and send money.
All right, we'll be right back with our final segment tonight with Liam Schaff.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
All right, Liam, so you're going to be doing your stand-up comedy at the Health Freedom Expo in Los Angeles, if I'm not mistaken.
You're not mistaken at all, brother. I want to speak to the person in the chat room, whose name handle I don't know, politely, that my sense of humor and stuff is discrediting me. You know what? We've had 50 years of dry boring anal retentive people coming on talk shows and saying Noam Chomsky, who I like and admire, but for Christ's sake, you know, you can't listen to him for 5 minutes. I'm so tired of this business of telling the truth being deadly boring. It sucks. Some of us are born and we like to crack jokes and you still like to tell the truth and they go together. Believe me, it opens more doors. So, really take a huge hit off of whatever you have in your bathroom later, friend.
The views of Liam Sheff do not represent necessarily those of the Bob Tuscan Show, its callers, the network that it's carried by, and sure as hell don't represent any serious journalism.
Oh, yeah.
Now that I got that disclaimer out there, what's next for Liam Sheff?
Yeah, all right, whatever. Whatever.
I don't insult my listeners. I know some hosts.
I insulted
they really
one,
suck.
I responded, and I said, homie plays that, essentially, is what I'm saying. I'm saying lighten up. I mean, what do you want? You really
well,
think
I,
we're
I agree
anybody's
with
gonna,
that. I think people need to have a sense of humor.
Humor. Listen, you want to be depressed, read chapter 6 of my book about the children who were murdered in bloody New York City. And I burst my own bloody cherry doing that thing for 6 years. I mean, I broke my own heart over and over again reporting on it. So you want that kind of stuff, it's in there too. Plus penis jokes.
Oh, gosh. We almost got done with the show before it went downhill. You had to go there. Liam Sheff just jumped the shark. Let me ask you, are you going back to CDU? Are they sending you back?
You son of a bitch.
Are we allowed to say that word on the air? I don't know. All right. We're not allowed to curse, Liam. Come on now.
That's not a curse. It's a female dog. What are you talking about? You can say that on network TV.
All right. Liam, what's next for you? What's going on? What's the bottom line?
The new book is coming out in 3 to 4 months. It's called Not Funny. It's about essentially what we just talked about. It's about all the things in the world that you're not supposed to talk about and the fact that they're kind of hysterical from a certain point of view. I'm breaking the conspiracy theory bubble and allowing it to be funny because it is. It's tragic, too.
Yeah. And with all this stuff, yeah, I mean, you have to laugh. So
I loved it. Hey, this was one of my favorite shows in a long time, and thank you for having me on. Thank your listeners. I think you have the smartest, brightest call-in listeners I've heard on any show and since I don't know when. So thank you. And thanks to Dude who was upset with me, too. Thank you.
All right. I'll be sending you the invoice a little bit later. Folks, that's been Liam Sheff's infomercial, and we do that once in a while. he's a great journalist and a good friend, and he really exposes some topics that many of you have heard a million times before, but does so with his own twist, namely the AIDS fraud, which is a pet peeve for me. And Liam, they can find you in House of Numbers. If you haven't watched that documentary, please do watch it. You can find it on Netflix and, of course, on YouTube. House of Numbers. I highly recommend it. All right, enjoy your weekends. Thanks so much for tuning in to another week of the Bob Tuscan Show. Love you.
Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.